Blog Talk Radio.
Chaos flight controllers gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Rhino.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go for landing.
You are tuning in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts Jason Ophir and Maria Wilson Duff. Join us as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and so much more.
Reached the voicemail box of Maria Wilson Duff. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Maria's the only one that can save me from the aliens and the probing.
I thought you liked the probing.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Good evening, everyone. We are back live. Another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with Maria Wilson Duff for another episode of the Paranormal Horizons. And this episode is not pre-recorded or a previous show. We are live, and I think we have a lot to talk about. So usually with the beginning of the show, we kind of not really paranormal. We talk about what's been going on. And a couple weeks ago, if anybody remembers, I was going to talk about my theory of my existence, which I will get to. But I wanted to cover a couple mundane things and interesting happenings. So do you want me to start, Maria, or what's going on with you, or how should we do this?
Hey, you're always so full of useful information, so just start off with it.
Alrighty. First off, I want to say I had a very interesting gambling event today. If you listen to this show, you would be aware I'm a compulsive video slot machine addict and have been for many years. I don't even know how much money I've lost. It's a lot. Anyways, it's like a total addiction. It goes beyond losing or winning. I don't care if I win. I don't care if I lose. It's about how long can I sit down and press the damn button because it's so damn entertaining. Now, I don't go to casinos because they rip you off, but I use the Oregon Lottery up here in Oregon. They have these VLT machines, these video lottery terminals, and I just love them to death. And it was really hard because we were on COVID lockdown for a long time. I wasn't able to do it. Saved a lot of money, but the last few months it's been opened up, so I've been hitting those like crazy. So today I went after early in the morning. I went to a place I like, my favorite place in Gresham, Oregon. And, you know, my typical thing is I go in with at least $300. If I do not have $300, it's not even worth my time. So I went in with my standard three bills. Got on a machine and it was just not doing anything. And I just, you know, this kind of could be paranormal because you got to follow your gut. You know, if your gut says this machine isn't great for you, you know, go to a different machine. And so I just had in the back of my mind, you know, this machine, it's not terrible, but I just need to hit this machine behind me. So I'm playing it. And at that point I had $200. And I'm playing it, and it's not going great. I was getting in the bonus rounds, but it just wasn't paying out. And I got down to like $45. And at this point, you know, my soul has been crushed along with my wallet. And I'm like, it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And, you know, I'm quick stopping it. You know, I just want to get out of here. I'm just going to hit the button 40 times really quickly just so I can leave. And because I had stuff I needed to do. And I'm just sitting there. Bam, all the jackpots come across the screen. Now, mind you, that's not unusual for me. That would be I've already won three jackpots this year. One had five, so it's not unusual. Normally, the jackpots are what I like to refer to as soft jackpots. So you get all the jackpot symbols, but there's a wild in there, and that always pays $1,500. And that's normally what I get. In the past 12 years, I've gotten like what I call a hard jackpot, is where it's just jackpot symbols. I've gotten that three times, 12 years, and it usually can be a lot more. So today, I got a hard jackpot. I was like, what? You know, and the machine lights going off, and it automatically kicks out the ticket. Well, that particular machine that I'd gone on hadn't hit a hard jackpot in probably, I don't know, years. So it's not an incredible amount of money, but it's a good hit. It's the most that I personally have ever won at one time, and that was $2,806, just like that.
Damn, that's not bad for $300.
Not a bad hit. So, of course, the sucky thing about winning jackpots is when it happens, I'm excited. Oh, cool, I won a jackpot. But then I'm thinking, oh, this is just creates a pain in the ass because Oregon Lottery shut down. So the only way you can redeem any of those winnings is to mail it in. Well, I've already done that this year. And, yeah, you know, you send it certified, and you're concerned if it's going to get stolen or lost in the mail. Because, you know, you get a dishonest mail carrier, they're going to see a letter addressed to the Oregon Lottery. You know, in my mind, they why not just jack it and change the signatures? Yeah, anyway, it's a pain in the ass.
That's
it takes
crazy.
A couple weeks. Before, I could just drive down to Salem or Wilsonville and, you know, get a check within 5 minutes. But now it's this big whole thing. It's not like you're going to have money right away sort of deal. But nevertheless, it was really cool. So that was my lottery experience.
Well, that I'm happy for you because usually whenever you talk about any kind of experience that you've had, it's really, really bad, or it's really, really weird, or it's just downright devastating. So I am very happy that this one turned out excellent.
Yeah, you know, I talk to other people, and I see people, and they're like, I've never won a jackpot. You know, I've been playing for 30 years on these things, and I've never won a jackpot. I don't know. Sometimes it just comes easy to me. I don't know why, but I think, you know, it could have to do with intuition. And if you want to get all quantum-y on it, you can say that we have the ability to alter random number generators with the power of our mind, and there's some scientific evidence to support that we can do that. So I must have just been dialed into on a quantum level subconsciously and manifested a jackpot because I have superpowers.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm proud of you for sticking in there for the $255 that you didn't get shit on, and you just kept going on with it. So I'm pretty proud of you for that. Because if I'd have lost $300, I'd have gone home crying.
There's times I've lost a lot more than that. You know, fortunately for me, I'm in a situation, financial situation, I can afford to do that. I have seen people out there that are addicts like me. I wouldn't say I'm a 10 out of 10 addict. I make sure I pay my bills. But there are people out there that literally take their rent check and throw it in. And then they'll sit there and just destroy their lives trying to get their money back. And that's kind of hard to watch because, you know, you see someone there and you can tell they don't have a lot of money. And, you know, they're cashing their paychecks to go do that. It's always been a recreation for me. It's pretty cool.
Well, if you're big boy enough to not do it when you know that you should not be doing it, kudos. Because, like you said, you sit there and watch people that destroy their lives. And I've seen that happen. You know, it's people's lives get turned upside down, and then they just try to go find something to do just to get some kind of fun out of life, and then they end up doing stuff they can't afford, and they just keep doing it, like gambling, and yeah, so it's pretty wild to watch. It's pretty pretty sad most of the time. But I'm glad you're not in that situation.
No, you got to know your limit. Have I pushed the envelope before? Yeah. But I'm a creature of habit, you know. If I get paid, I know how much money I can afford to do that, and I've been good with sticking with that, and it's great entertainment. It's expensive entertainment, let me tell you. I mean, there are times I've sat down with $300 and lost it in 10 minutes. But, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, people go into bars and do that all the time, so it's no different.
Yeah, no kidding. At least I don't smoke crack or, you know, do other unsavory activities. The other thing I wanted to mention is, so I have my best friend. He's about 8-9 years older than me, which would place him mid-50s. Him and I have very interesting conversations, comedic conversations with each other. Ridiculous. I mean, it's all very ridiculous. We have some sort of cosmic comedy connection. And so I am entertaining the idea of me and him doing a short show, see how it goes. Nothing to do with the paranormal. His nickname is Pirate. My nickname is Pone Sauce. So it'll probably be Pirate and Pone Sauce and Pirate, or Pirate and Pone Sauce, happy fun time. Whatever. So I'm going to work on that, throw it on this channel, and we'll just see how it goes. It'll just be ridiculous because we're just ridiculous. We're both like children. We're middle-aged people, and we act like complete juveniles.
And that's okay. That's what guys do.
I thought
especially
it was
your
that.
Age. No.
No.
Oh, Lord, no. Honey, I've got two neighbors. They're best friends for years. And when you put those two together, it's like being back in high school. It's just, I don't know what happens. But, yeah, they revert back to 16, 17 years old. And sometimes it's pretty humorous. And sometimes it's like, y'all get a room. Go somewhere.
Yeah, it's like that. Okay, I thought we were special, but I guess we're not.
Yeah, well, you are special. You are special.
So I'm going to tell you real quick, because a couple weeks ago I was discussing about my theory of personally my existence on this planet. And so I'll just give it to you quick, what I believe or what I'm tending to believe. I don't know that I believe it 100%, but it's what resonates with me. Some people are into religion and they feel that that's their truth. But my truth, the thing that I feel is true for me, are you ready for it?
I've been waiting 2 weeks for this, Jason.
It's a little out there. So I believe that, and I'll extrapolate on this, that I personally, on a subconscious or spiritual level, have created my existence. And not only that, I create everything that happens in my reality. And pretty much everybody is just a simulation, an actor. And the way I look at it is, if you play a video game, you're in a video game and it's covering a large area. You don't see the whole area, right? You know how you scroll, you walk forward, and then it appears?
Right.
It's like you're walking down a road in a video game and you can't see a mile away. But as you walk, it becomes, you start to see what's in front of you. I believe that this is a simulation. I am a creator of the simulation. And the simulation does not extend beyond my senses. So I'm looking at a window that's covered right now with a curtain. There's really nothing on the other side of it. There's only something on the other side of it when I open and move the curtain out of the way. Crazy. But if you believe in simulations and the simulation theory, that's the smart way to do it. It would take too much processing power to create a whole world that exists around you when you can just have what exists, you know, to the extent of your senses. That's what I believe. And I believe I create it. And that's why I'm able to have moments of manifestation and creation, i.e. a jackpot? Do you have any idea the odds of getting a full jackpot are super, super slim? I manifest everything.
This is true.
So
this is true. I've heard of this.
Wait, I'm not the first? I thought this was like a groundbreaking. Oh, Lord.
There are many people that believe that you manifest your own reality. If you think negatively, negative stuff's going to happen. If you're positive about stuff, the positivity is going to flow. There's meditation videos. You know, it's like manifest abundance of whatever it is that you're wanting. You know, you can meditate and try to pull this energy into you. But not everybody buys into it. Like, you know, you can hear about this stuff, but if you don't firmly believe this, it's not going to work for you.
So according to my theory, you really aren't real. You are a creation of my consciousness into a very small physical reality. Like you're basically, I don't want to break it to you. I don't want to break your heart or anything or freak you out or cause a cosmic quantum panic attack. But yeah, you're not real. Quantum
well,
panic.
Well, we have never physically met, so
this
could be an hour phone call from the beyond. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. It's all very mysterious. But I guess the only way we find out if I'm right, I guess you got to die first. And I'm not super eager to die anytime soon. Although with my leg swelling, it might happen sooner rather than later.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound very good.
It's not. I got edema in both legs.
Oh, my God. Time for the LASIKs. Ta-da!
LASIKs? What's that? Oh, that's a diuretic?
Yeah. Yeah, where you like, have to pee yourself to death when you take them constantly because it's taking the fluid off of you.
Oh, well, I'd lose weight. Maybe I will take it.
Well, you don't drink, so it's not like you've got a beer belly or anything. So I don't think that would really work for you that well.
I can barely see my toes.
Well, unless you quit eating tacos and pizza all the time, you know, kind of find you a little healthy lifestyle and, you know, I'm just making suggestions.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. First of all, I'm not giving up tacos and pizza and exercise. I'm on my feet all day at work. Last thing I want to do is exercise.
Well, okay, so like let's look at your sodium intake daily. Maybe that has something to do with it. Do you drink a lot of Cokes and things like that too?
No, I drink bubblies, carbonated water. I don't want to get the diabetes. I don't want the diabetes. I see what that does to people. I work in the hospital. I see what diabetes does. Let me tell you, the other day I grabbed somebody's leg from pathology, like it was disconnected from their body. So I see what diabetes does. I did not realize that diabetes was as severe to the human form until I started working in a hospital and see, you know, you get people in ketoacidosis, diabetic ketoacidosis, and all this stuff. It is truly terrible what it does to circulation. People lose limbs. It's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It is. And even if you take care of yourself and things like that, it just eventually happens, and it just doesn't seem like there's anything you can do about it. Of course, it also depends on how severe it is. You know, you can have your late in life diabetes and take care of it with diet and be okay with it. But there's a lot of people that don't want to quit eating the things they're not supposed to eat, and it just gets worse and worse.
Well, at least of a year ago, I know I don't have diabetes because I had a hemoglobin A1C test and it was under 6, yo, so I don't got the diabetes, or didn't then.
Well, I think you're safe. Surely to goodness you won't get it. But I can remember, you know, you always hear about people talking about if you eat too much sweets, this is what you're, you know, you'll become a diabetic and blah, blah, all this stuff. But I can remember years ago, commercial, TV, and do you remember the show MASH?
Yeah.
Okay. So it had Colonel Potter and it had Klinger in there. And Klinger's, he's always the one that's trying to find a way to get out of the Army. You know, he was dressing up like a woman, hoping somebody would give him a Section 8 and all that stuff. So in this commercial, he was like eating cake and pie and just shoving it in his mouth. And Colonel asked him what he's doing. And he's like, I'm trying to make myself be a diabetic so I can get out of the Army. And he's like, but that's not how that happens. So, you know. So you can drink and eat all you want to, but there's just something else that happens in your body that makes that decision for you. It's not because you eat sweets and all that stuff all the time. But I have firsthand watched what happens to a person when they drink diet drinks all the time.
I love Diet Coke.
It's not pretty. It is not pretty. Not pretty, Jason.
Okay, maybe I'll cut back, but I don't drink it that often. Little fun fact, since you mentioned MASH, the blonde guy, whatever his name, I think his last name is Farrell, he used to stay at my dad's hotel.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yes.
So,
that was wonderful.
Yeah, I never really got into it. I'm more of a Seinfeld Trailer Park Boys.
I couldn't stand the Seinfeld. I don't know. There's just something about, I don't know. I just don't like him. So I just didn't ever watch it. So you've got the pros and cons of it. Some of the shows are okay, and the other ones I'm just like, God, are people really like this? That's just like when the MTV came out with Real Life or whatever, that reality show where they throw all these people into a house to live together and they acted like a bunch of damn animals. And it's just like, do people really behave like this out in the world?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, I like it. So you have been busy as well. What's been going on with you?
Oh, Lord. I built a new house, and everybody laughs at me because it's just like 150 yards from the house that I was living in. But it's way smaller, and it's basically on my farm, and been kind of movement. My son came down and helped me move just a little bit, and then I think my neighbor came and put up some shelves for me. But other than that, yeah, I've been doing all of it by myself, and I'm trying to find somebody. And it's probably going to take about 2 or 3 people to move my couch up here. My couch weighs probably about as much as a truck does, and I have built an apartment above a garage. So, you know, loading it up into a truck is one thing and then taking it somewhere else. But when you've got to bring it up a flight of steps, I'm kind of having an issue with that. So all I did was bring in my couch cushions and I laid them in the floor. And it kind of looks like a couch is there, but the frame still is the other house.
Well, hopefully you get it up there. That's a lot of work. I mean, as you know, I just moved, and I didn't really own anything, and it was still a pain in the ass.
It really is, and it's just, you don't realize how much you have. Of course, when I've lived in that other house for 20 years and shared it with my husband, and when he passed away, you know, it's, you do tend to start kind of cleaning stuff out, but then you hoard stuff because you don't want to get rid of it and things like that. And then I'm moving into a place that is more than less. Let's see. I'm moving from 1,500 square feet to 480 square feet. So I've got a lot of stuff to get rid of.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard to, you know, it's like, what can I fit up here? What can I need? And then I've got all this other furniture and stuff like that I need to get rid of. It's a lot. I always stay really busy. I've worked like 3 jobs. I got a full-time job, and then I have 2 part-time jobs. And then I have beef cattle that I take care of. And then I mow about 3.5 to 4 acres every week as well. So
I'm like the opposite of you. I will go out of my way so I don't have to do anything.
Well, it kind of sneaks up on you. You know, it's like you do a little bit here and you do a little bit there. But I'd worked auctions, and I was a clerk for most of all of them. So when the auctioneer is running their mouth and they're selling personal property and things like that, when you don't have a big item to sell, they'll put a whole bunch of little stuff in a box, and then they'll sell the box for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes those boxes don't sell, and the auctioneer will either stick the clerk with a dollar box or $5 or whatever. So by the time you leave the auction, you've got a whole bunch of junk you've got to go through. And I'll get that stuff, and a lot of people go to auctions and get that, and they have their own business where they'll have like yard sales or things like that. And you can buy a $5 box, and the individual items will make you $50, the living out of that. But I don't have time to do that, nor the want to. So you're looking at years of boxes that have just stacked up, and I think I'm going to call a dumpster and pitch them all in there.
That sounds like a lot of labor. I feel for you.
It'll get done pretty soon, but I'm going to try to start condensing everything that I'm doing because I'm older than you, and I'm starting to feel my age. So, getting out.
How old are you? Much older are you than me?
I'm 51, but I feel like I'm 70. So.
I'm 47, and I feel like I'm 85.
Yeah. Pizza and tacos all the time will do that to you.
Yeah.
But
well,
man,
it's good. So delicious. I did have, now, I suppose we have to talk about something paranormal because this is a paranormal show. I did have a very mild paranormal experience a few days ago at the hospital.
No. Uh-oh.
Yes, and I did mention in the past that I've seen objects, or I've seen the aftermath of objects moving by themselves inexplicably. I work in a basement of the hospital in a laboratory, not in the hospital, in the main hospital laboratory. Apparently, at some point, they had a morgue down there. The hospital no longer has a morgue, but I don't know where the morgue would have been in relation to the laboratory. So I've seen things move, like you have the lens covers on top of the microscopes. One of them just like launched just randomly. And
oh my God.
Things that have just, you hear them hit the floor and you're like, wait, what? How did that happen? So I was sitting there at my workstation and I just happened to be looking at the, you know, this huge counter that I work at. And I just happened to be looking at the right spot. And I had a pen on the counter, and it's got a cap on the end. So it's got a cap, so it can't roll, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because the cap has the bar thingy that comes down. So it can't roll, and I just happened to glance there, and I saw it just randomly go from a sitting position to just quickly roll two or three times, which it can't do because of the cap. It has to get over the hump
right.
of the cap, you know? And I was
right.
like, what? I was like, so I grabbed it and I'm like trying to recreate it. And I'm like, you can rotate it a certain amount of degrees and then it hits the cap and it stops. It's like a traditional like Bic pen, you know, where it's got that bulb at the end, which doesn't allow it to just roll. Cause if it didn't have the cap, it would just roll. And I was like, well,
right.
so that was the extent of my paranormal experiences for the week.
And you still don't believe? You're in denial?
I don't know. You know, I've seen some seen some weird shit in my day, and I can't explain it all, but I don't know that I'm going to run out and say it's ghosts. But who knows? Because if you look at my theory that I create my reality, I probably just created that with my mind. Probably like some psychokinetic energy. Yeah.
Yeah, just like you did at the every place you've ever lived. So we're just kind of waiting to find out what happens to the new place you've moved into.
Yeah, why does everything like fly off the walls and just launch across the rooms everywhere I live? Before I moved into my previous place, there was all sorts of weird stuff that was going on. Now, I will say I haven't seen anything weird at the new place, but maybe it's just kind of marinating for a while, and then something really weird's going to happen. But it's brand new construction.
That's usually the way it works with you.
Yeah, it's new construction. So I know it was just an undeveloped plot before they put these houses down, but yeah, I don't know how far back. I can't, you know, maybe there was a structure there at one point. But I don't get that vibe. I don't get that, like, haunted vibe here. I don't get any vibe here. It's just the new house with a new smell. The new construction
Ooh, that
smell.
New, yeah, that's the best smell ever.
The paint.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. The fumes from the paint. You'll start seeing shit pretty soon.
Ah, well, I hope not. I don't need
well,
that
what
in my
movie
life.
Was it? The Poltergeist. That was a brand new subdivision. But where that house was, they had a cemetery that they were supposed to pick up all the bodies and move them to a different place before they built all those houses. And they just removed the headstones.
That's true. It was new construction. But see, what I think I have going for me is I'm in a three-story house. So if it's going to haunt in, they can haunt the crap out of the first floor. All that's down there is a garage and access to the backyard. Haunt away. As long as it
well,
doesn't...
It goes through all of the house, son. Sorry. This doesn't just stop at...
Yeah. How would it even know to go up? It's probably just wandering on the ground level. It's not going to come upstairs to harass me. There's no way.
Well, just manifest that and keep
okay.
it down, and you'll be fine.
I am manifesting.
Before you
no-
were in a before you were in a basement, so you kind of really didn't have any place to go.
That's true. I was in a basement, and it was haunted, pretty haunted. So I guess it doesn't have to be at ground level. If it can go underground, then it could probably go above ground.
There you go.
I'm screwed. I hope I don't have a spirit like an attachment. Maybe something's attached
no.
to me. Hopefully she's hot.
Yeah, you wish. But that's not how it usually works out, son.
It's totally not going to be a male ghost. It's going to be a hot female ghost. Like in Ghostbusters, you know, where he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's like getting molested by the ghost. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, but usually that turns into a demon before it's over with, so.
Oh, God, you always got to spoil thing. You got to spoil my fantasy.
You know, I'm a woman. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to destroy your life in the way that you think and stuff like that.
I've been there, done that. My life's been destroyed a few times. Oh, anything paranormal going on with you? Have you heard anything? Anything going on out there?
Well, I know I posted on our Facebook page about, and I was going to go look to see if anybody had even viewed it, and then your picture that you posted about if your pillow looks like this, you could survive the coronavirus.
Yeah.
About God. Oh, my God. That's nasty. But you know what? That's the truth.
I might have had a couple pillows like that.
Yeah. People don't get rid of their pillows. When they find a good comfy pillow, they don't ever want to get rid of it, and it usually ends up looking like that. But, yeah, nobody picked up on this UFO sighting daily.com article that I put over there. So, I mean, it's a pretty good picture of a UFO that was, somebody got on video August 25th in Dubai. So, you know, I just begin to wonder, does anybody really even care about paranormal anymore?
People might be burned out. I mean, with all the shows and everything, and everybody wants to be a paranormal investigator, maybe we're kind of over the apex of paranormal interest.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even get an argument. I mean, there was not a comment or nothing that was put on this article at all. So when we post stuff on our paranormal page, Facebook page, people are like, why is there nothing paranormal ever posted? Well, this is it. This is the reason. You post it, nobody gets to see it. Facebook hides it. It's just so we just put out stupid shit so people can laugh.
And that's what people are interested in. It's clear. We noticed the trend a while back that, you know, you post paranormal stuff and, you know, you get a couple likes, maybe a share or two, but you post funny stuff and suddenly you're, you know, it's being shared 2,000 times and it's gotten 300,000 views. People like funny stuff.
Right.
But the problem with funny stuff is people get offended. People get offended at just the oddest things. But
oh, I know it. Yeah. But you can't make everybody happy.
That is true.
But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, Walter Brooks is one of our guys on our paranormal page, and he does engage with a lot of our paranormal posts that we put on stuff like that. But, you know, other than that, that's about it.
Walter Brooks, the super fan. We love you, Walter. He's been around a long time,
yeah.
Too.
He really has. He really has. But
yeah,
our
Facebook page is it's been dying for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. I mean, in the last 28 days, we've only reached about 100,000 people, and that's terrible for our page.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's just twice the amount of people who like our page is even getting to see it anymore where before, and it was, man, we were having like 8 million people getting to view our page. So I don't know what it is about that magic number, 50,000, but when we hit it, it all went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
But
if
I've noticed,
anybody knows. Oh, go ahead.
I've noticed a lot, though, that whenever we post something, it wants you to boost the post, which they want money from you.
Well, we can always buy likes.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, probably.
Well, yeah.
Facebook page is 100% natural. But maybe right. That's the way of the future. Maybe Facebook lets you get to a point where, you know, you have to pay. I mean, when we were hitting millions of people, we were getting warnings saying, due to the fact that your Facebook page has a high potential reach, you have to do this and that, and we just hit
the
Facebook.
Oh, God, that was a nightmare. that two-factor authorization and or authentication or whatever it was they were calling it. It was just, it was stupid. And then there's been some stuff that I've posted on our Facebook page that's been banned that I posted on my personal one, and they never even blinked an eye. So it was just really strange. And what got banned was silly. I mean, they removed it and put me in FB jail because, and all it was a cartoon drawing, and it just said, women are like volcanoes. They stay dormant for a while, and then they explode. They wake up, explode, and kill everybody. And they banned it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. But
well,
we complain about it and stuff like that, but we never leave it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, you know, how you can pay to get more views. And, you know, if I want to pay $5 a day for 5 days, we can reach between 430 and 1.3 thousand more people, get an estimated 15 to 52 likes. I don't know. That's just kind of ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but
and
I'll be honest, I'll probably just end up doing it and just say, what the hell?
Just to see where it takes it. Now, I've done that before on a separate page, and when you go to boost it, if you pay this amount, it'll reach this many people, but if you pay this amount, it'll go up even more, and then you have to pick what region you want the people to be reached. Do you want your friends of friends to be able to see it? You know, it's just stupid. Just if it's sponsored, I see all kinds of stupid, and I don't know. I mean, it might do good for something else, but if you've got to pay for people to read funny stuff, you know, I mean, it would be different if we had a product that we were trying to push to make a living on and things like that. But just to get them to come and look at the page, yeah, no. I just don't do
that. I've gotten 5 emails from people saying they want to pay us, like, $1,000 a week to run their ads. So I just assumed it was nonsense. But I think what I'll do, this, because I don't trust Facebook, because, as you know, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist and government surveillance and in our prison state, police state, I'll go buy a prepaid debit card and I'll try this. I'll try promoting the page just out of sheer curiosity to see what, you know, $25 or $50 does. It'd be interesting.
That would be. That'd be a good little experiment for sure.
And if it goes well, I'll just put hundreds of dollars into it and we'll have 1 million followers by December.
Only if they pay us $5 a piece to like the page. That would be fun. That would be good.
So yeah, Facebook page is kind of dead, but that's okay. I mean, it's not dead. There's still 50,000 people, and we're still reaching 100,000 people, but it doesn't have the amazingness it had before. Man, some of those things you posted, getting crazy, crazy views.
Well, what something I've noticed is that here lately are the memories that are coming up, stuff that we posted a year ago, that's coming up, and people are sharing that stuff more than what we're posting now. So I don't understand that, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get it figured out, and, you know, but it is what it is. What else?
Right. Well, good
else
luck
going
on your little show that you've got coming up. Let me know the details of it.
I'm going to have to redo our intro because it's trash. It's just I'm so busy with time right now, and I'm going to have to make an intro for that show. I'm going to try and do it next weekend. And but another announcement, psychic medium Sherry wants to come back and do a little either, my understanding is, you know, kind of the backup host thing again and maybe be a guest. So that's in the works probably in the next couple of weeks. We'll get her as a guest or another host. And, I kind of think, you know, the more hosts, the better. Because honestly, doing this for so long, it's just kind of, I mean, I'm just kind of burned out. But I can't stop doing it because, this has been over 5 years. It's kind of a thing now.
It's like a child you've raised. That's 5 years old now. You can't give up on him.
That I've neglected.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sherry, of course, Sherry was doing a lot, and I kind of came in to, the picture more to relieve her because she was going to these little conventions and these festivals and things like that, doing her readings for people. And she'd set up a booth and things like that. And that's, a lot of people don't know. I mean, that's how Sherry makes a living. And Sherry's really good at what she does. And in whatever you want her to do, if you want her the medical part of it, or if you just want a psychic reading, Sherry can do them both. And Sherry's awesome on both sides. But whenever all this COVID stuff hit, that really knocked her out of being able to go out and set up and interact with people face to face. But she's been blessed well enough to have been doing it for long enough that people reconnect with her, and she's been able to do online readings and things like that. So she's really flourished, seems like more. She's able to stay at home and not have to travel so far, and it seems to work out very well for her, and I was tickled to death that it has, because it didn't work out that well for a whole lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know about you, but I'm just sick of this COVID thing. It hasn't really affected me. I mean, I was furloughed, but I was making more money being furloughed. I wish they would furlough me again. Seriously. That would be awesome.
Well, you know, it's like I never skipped a beat. I mean, I never missed a day of work. Nothing like that. And I'm not in the medical field, and I'm not a first responder, and I'm not anything like that. I work at a bank. And even though we closed our lobby, so busy in the loan department, I mean, people were calling in and we were taking applications over the phone. The world, or they would come in and call, or they would call and make an appointment to come in to visit with a loan officer. Mortgage rates dropped down to like nothing. So it's like everybody's like, I want to build, I want to buy, I want to sell. So it was no rest for the wicked at all. But we don't get any kind of extra compensation where everybody else was making dollars from work.
Yeah. Yeah, I was one of the ones that was making more money than if I went to work. I mean, it was amazing. Completely unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
$100 was just ludicrous, at least in my case. Like, I didn't need it at all. And
and there was a lot of people too. Of course, stuff started opening back up, but people wouldn't come back to work because they were making more money not working than working. And of course, the benefits had a time limitation on them, but still, you know, it's like, if I can make more money staying at home, I'll just stay at home.
And that's what I was experiencing. You know, I can totally understand. I didn't want to go back to work. If there's any way I could have extended that and stayed on it, absolutely. I mean, I could sit at home and eat my tacos and watch Netflix all day and make more money doing it. Have more money to gamble on the damn fruit machines, which was essentially what I did for 3 months. I gambled all my money, but yeah, it's just ludicrous. But I know that it has, I mean, a lot of people have suffered, because, especially up in Oregon, because the Oregon Unemployment Department isn't a joke. They received federal money a decade ago to update their unemployment system, and they never did it. So when COVID hit, there's still people that haven't gotten unemployment. There are people out there getting their unemployment all at once, you know, like $12,000 on once, and because they haven't had income for like 4 months.
Right.
A lot of people, a lot of businesses. I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but a lot of businesses, mainly retail shops and especially restaurants, have permanently closed, and not just mom and pop shops, like city renowned eateries have permanently closed. So it's affected a lot of people, unfortunately, and I don't know. We need to get over this, and we need to get back to business as usual.
Well, I know still here in the state of Kentucky, you're supposed to wear a mask and to every business that you go into and things like that. All of the businesses have those. Some of them enforce them, but that's just very few. But now, most of the places I've gone into, you'll see one or two people that don't have a mask on, and everybody else does. And a retail company is not going to tell you, oh, you can't come in here and spend your money because you're not going to put on a mask. They're going to accept anybody that's going to come in because they need the money.
Yeah, wearing a mask. Because I go do my stupid slot machine things, I see a lot of people in there. And, you know, you walk in with a mask and then everybody's not wearing a mask. Or you see people that wear the mask covering their mouth but not their nose. I've seen people hacking like they had COVID or pneumonia with not covered masks, you know. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, I'm definitely going home with COVID today. I always wear a mask. And I did that, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I know COVID is real because I personally know somebody that got it. So, and I don't see a lot of it at the hospital, but I know, I had a coworker in her 20s and she still hasn't recovered. It's been like 5 months. Nasty.
Well, I know that they said that it takes a while for you to get that, your sense of smell and taste back. Takes a long time for it to come back.
She still doesn't have it back, and it's been at least 4 months.
Yeah. But when they come out with the vaccine, I'm still not taking it.
No, I'm not taking
it
either. No way. I don't care. Give me COVID. I am not taking a vaccine. I might consider it if I was older and if it had been people had been taking it for a while, you know, see what the side effects are, if it causes cancer, just straight up kills people.
Oh, well,
you know,
that's like that vaccine that came out for the teenage girls to take for cervix cancer. Oh, my God. That was a nightmare.
You know, I said, I don't trust the government, and I was thinking, you know, well, what a great way to inject your population with stuff on the heels of a pandemic, you know, what an opportunity to have these big pharma concoct something with some sort of agent or whatever and get people to run to them to take it. And that's what COVID's going to cause. And, you know, people are going to run to get this vaccine. It wouldn't surprise me if the government adulterated it or it wasn't what it was advertised to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has an agenda.
Yeah, and probably depopulation is one of them.
Yes, that is Agenda 21 that is now called Agenda 2030 through the UN. Depopulation of the world is one of the biggest things that they've got going on. That way they can control you better. And it's working. There's a lot of language that's in that civilization, and the UN put it out, that started making its way through the media and things like that. And it's all there, and people, it just blows their mind that they think that something like that could happen. But man, they're money hungry and they're control hungry, and they want everything to be, everybody to depend on the government for everything that they need. They want absolutely no thought, individual thought, no capitalist. They just don't want you to do anything but just to bow down to them and just kiss their feet.
Keep people rich. You know, if I was a government and I wanted to depopulate my population, I would use something like COVID-19 and the vaccination, and I don't know if this is possible, but some sort of altered genome in the vaccine to cause cancer, you know, over time.
Wipe them out.
Yeah. If something
slow. What was
slow,
that movie that Will Smith was in? I Am Legend, or
yeah,
somebody
Legend.
Came up with a vaccine? Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what's going to happen.
Zombie apocalypse, people. You heard it first on Paranormal Horizons. So in 20 years, when there's a rash of cancer, you could say that we uncovered it first on Paranormal Horizons. Of course, I'll be dead because I'll either be assassinated by the government, or I'll get so fat I'll be immobile and be one of these morbidly obese people that never leaves the and then end up dying of cardiac failure. But either way, you heard it first on Paranormal Horizons. But we're just about out of time. So unless you have anything else, Sherry, I think I'm going to go cook something to eat.
Well, my name's Maria. Sherry will be here the week after next.
It's muscle memory.
We're going to do a replay next week because it's Labor Day weekend, and we're going to relax and not have to think about anything, and then we'll have Sherry on the week after.
Yeah, very cool. Well, with that, I hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week. Stay COVID-free. We'll see everybody rebroadcast next Sunday at p.m. West Coast time, and I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about in a couple weeks with Sherry, and I will keep the Facebook updated on what my decisions is on my new created show that will be called something similar to Pirate and Pone Sauce Happy Fun Time. I don't know. Something along those lines. I think that's got a nice ring to it.
It's got something.
It's got something. Clearly, Maria does not agree. All right, Maria. It's been fun, and that we'll see you in 2 weeks, and we'll be in contact, I'm sure, via text, the wonderful world of technology.
Yes, yes, yes. Whatever you manifest, sir, I shall answer to.
I am going to manifest tacos and $10 million and a pony and a unicorn and a griffin.
That'll work.
And maybe
I look forward to
maybe that. And maybe a box of Good and Plenty. Ooh,
oh,
and a tub
okay.
of cookie butter. A tub of cookie butter, and that's what I'm manifesting. So I'll let you know in a couple of weeks if any of those things appeared.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everybody. Hope you have a safe and fantastic week. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And if you want to continue
good
listening,
night.
We'll be rebroadcast next week. All right. Good night, everyone.